to the Who Dat Kiss. I'm just kidding. It's Bring the Wood Pot. Old Habits Die Hard. Man, we haven't been on here in a millennia, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
We're at it, man. We're back in it again. One more time. It's been
too long.
And I'm not sure why. I'm not sure how.
Life. Two kids. Three kids. Yeah. You got three.
Five kids combined. A whole NBA starting lineup.
Seriously, and a whole lot of gray hair and no sleep. So, anyways, we're back on it. We could not do a podcast today when the draft is just upon us. We ain't got to worry about the first 15 minutes of the draft because we know Bryce Young's going number one. But, yo, it's your boy JD and your boy RK up on the mic. JD's throat's a little banged up, but you know he's going to tough through, and we're going to get through this. We're going to do our mocks for the first round, and then we're going to come back. We'll talk about how we did with our mocks, and we'll actually mock our second round as well. And we'll have a lot of fun with it. We're not going to spend too much time going through every single pick and why we picked it, but we have our picks that we like, and we'll talk about the ones that we feel strongly about. And I think the first five picks are going to be pretty spicy. So why don't you start us off? Who do you got at number one? Carolina.
Oh, man, I feel like it's going to be a lock. It's got to be Bryce Young.
Bryce Young?
Bryce Young going straight up first overall.
Okay, and then you can actually take us through one through five and explain what you got going on there.
Okay, so Bryce Young, I got number one. At number two, I went into making a trade into number two.
Okay.
And I think Vegas is going to jump up and grab CJ Stroud from the Ohio State. And then at number three, Arizona needs to shore up that defense, so they're going to bring Will Anderson off the edge. And then went to four, and Indy needs a quarterback. I debated between Anthony Richardson and Will Levis, and I went with the boy from Kentucky. And Seattle gets a stout run stopper in Jalen Carter, and that's my top five.
We did a little bit differently, but for myself, I had I had Bryce Young going number one, and then I had Vegas trading up as well to get CJ Stroud. The odds jumped huge in Vegas for that to happen, so it makes a lot of sense. That seems like a Josh McDaniels type of guy. And then I have the Colts leapfrogging the Cardinals to make sure that nobody else leapfrogs the Cardinals. They're going to give up a second-round pick probably to move up one spot from three to two, maybe even more. They might give up a second and a third to move up to the third spot. They're going to take Anthony Richardson, even though the Will Levis talk was all there. I think Anthony Richardson goes QB, and I think we have QB go 1-2-3, but then the QB run stops right there, and I think Arizona, like you said, takes Will Anderson. I could see Tyree Wilson being a wild card here. Tyree Wilson has got that Joey Bosa kind of allure to him right now, and the Nick Bosa allure. They think that he could be that guy and even more athletic, so we'll see what happens, but I do think it's Will Anderson, and like you, Seattle has no qualms whatsoever about taking dirty people. They're going to take Jalen Carter, and he'll fit right in Seattle with all those dirtbags. I mean, those players there. What do you got at six with Detroit?
Number six, I went to match up, and because they lost their cornerback, I went Devin Witherspoon from Illinois.
Devin Witherspoon from Illinois. Okay, so you got six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Give me all those.
All right. Then I had Houston in the seventh spot, and they took Tyree Wilson.
Tyree
another
Wilson.
Edge. They're okay, gonna go okay. Edge here. Oh no, sorry, they traded their first round, their first pick. So Tyree Wilson at edge. At eight, I have the Atlanta Falcons, Falcons, fuck them's taking Paris Johnson Jr.
Okay.
At nine, I got Chicago grabbing a receiver and Jackson Smith.
Ooh.
And then I have Philly getting stronger where they need to get strength in their backfield and taking Bijan Robinson.
Okay, so we have a lot of similarities as well there, but there's like some differences. I think that's where we'll start to see the differences go here. At six, I got the Lions taking Christian Gonzalez. I think they're good. They let Jeff Okuda go to the Falcons for a coke and a smile, so I think they're going to get that cornerback in that backfield there in the secondary. That's going to help them out. The Texans at seven, they traded into this spot. I see them taking Tyree Wilson. They just can't pass up the opportunity to get a person there with that kind of talent. Then I have a trade. I got a trade here. I got the Eagles trading up with the Falcons to get Bijan Robinson. They're really high on him. They've been trying to make some phone calls all day today, according to all the reports that are out there. So I got Bijan Robinson going to the Eagles. Paris Johnson for the Bears. They're going to make sure that Justin Fields is insulated with a little bit of protection there in Chicago, and they get the best offensive lineman, offensive tackle in the draft with Paris Johnson Jr. And then Atlanta Falcons, they will get Devin Witherspoon. to shore up with AJ Terrell, and their secondary looks absolutely tight. We're going through 11. I'm gonna rattle some of these off. If you have any questions, stop me as I go through mine. If you have any questions, all right, okay. All right. So Tennessee, they drafted Malik Willis last year. Huge disaster. It's not gonna be. He's gonna get traded today, I think, on draft day. So I've got Will Levis going to Tennessee at 11. I got Jackson Smith and Jigba replacing Brandon Cooks in Houston at 12. Dalton Kincaid, another receiving option for Jordan Love in Green Bay at 13. At 14, the New England Patriots take a New England Patriots pick in Peter Skronsky. Skronsky, you know, great tackle. Just doesn't make any mistakes. Good boy from, you know, Upper Manhattan. Okay, good. We got Broderick Jones for the Jets at 15 because we don't know if Mekhi Becton's actually going to be in shape. Lucas Van Ness at 16 with the Washington Redskins because, yeah, they didn't pick up Chase Young's fifth-year option.
That's right.
And they're going to probably, you know, give a contract to Montez Sweat, so that means he's probably gone. So Lucas Van Ness would just slip into that spot. The chalk pick for the Steelers is, you know, Joey Porter, but I think they're gonna go Darnell Wright. That offensive line was just a sieve last year. Michael Mayer goes to Detroit to replace T.J. Hockenson. The Bucks take a real big swing at a player that might not be anything because he's too small. But Emmanuel Forbes, the 160-pound DB. From Mississippi State, really, really good ball skills to replace Jamel Dean. And then Jordan Addison, the incumbent replacement for Tyler Lockett for Seattle at number 20. So at 11, what do you got at 11?
At 11, I went with Anthony Richardson to Tennessee. I feel like they saw what Malik Willis was, didn't like what it looked like very much, and they took a flyer on Anthony Richardson, who was not a flyer at all. He looks like he might be a lock for the NFL. At 12, I went Miles Murphy for Houston at edge there. And then 13, to give Love some love, I went with Broderick Jones, the OT from Georgia, of course. At 14, I went with Christian Gonzalez to the Patriots.
Nice, nice, nice.
And at 15, A-Rod got another weapon, Jordan Addison. Whew. Another receiver to add to that already stocked receiver room, but if they want to make A-Rod happy, you got to find him some receivers that can do work for him.
A little better than Randall Cobb, I guess.
Bit better than Randall Cobb. I like you had Lucas Van Ness going to Washington, and same scenario with Chase Young there too, thinking he's going to be out the door right away. I struggled with Pittsburgh, thinking Joey Porter Jr. like you did, but in the end, I went Nolan Smith and Edge. From Georgia. So is that five Georgia players?
Wow, that's crazy.
In the
that's
first wild. 17 picks?
That's wild.
It is, but it seems like it might be the case too some days. At 18, because Detroit already took Witherspoon for me at six, I went with Brian, Mr. Breesy.
Okay.
From Clemson at DT. And then 19, I gave the Bucks a receiver to pair with Mike Evans. Quentin Johnson.
Nice.
And then at 20, the Seahawks, they took Will McDonald IV from Iowa State.
He was a big riser in the draft so far. At 21, I got Quentin Johnson going to the Chargers. Keenan Allen's probably done. He's injured every year. They need to have somebody in there for Herb, and they're going to give Herb a contract extension, so you might as well get him a young weapon that he can really flourish with over the next couple years, along with Mike Williams, who's also oft injured. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers actually draft two receivers in this draft. At 22, big trade alert. I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers trading back into the first round with the Baltimore Ravens to draft Hendon Hooker. They get that extra fifth-year option with the quarterback, which is cheaper. And if Hendon Hooker gets a sit 1 year behind Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask, I think the Bucs know they're not going to be bad enough to get the number one overall pick to get Caleb. So they get a quarterback of the future and can take it to another stab if they don't really like what they see in Hendon Hooker. 23, Deontay Banks. The Minnesota Vikings are like this New Orleans Saints when it comes to picking the same position and having it fail on them. We've struggled with, you know, drafting edges, and they struggle with cornerbacks, you know, in repeated years. So I think Deontay Banks is another stab at quarterback for them. 24, Brian Branch, from Alabama, the best safety in the league, in the draft, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Good pick for them. 25, I have no idea what the Giants are doing. This is literally me just taking BPA. Anton Harrison goes to the Giants to protect Daniel Jones and help Saquon Barkley stay healthy. 26, Kalijah Kancey. I think that he'd be a good fit in Dallas. He's got short arms. That's the only thing people keep on saying about him, just short arms. So we'll see if that's going to be a problem with him. But I think he'll fit in. He's nasty, and he's got the Aaron Donald stink on him, so that's a good thing. 27, Buffalo is a lot like New York. I don't know what they're going to do. I took Nolan Smith here, which I know is like a really, really deep drop for him, considering he's supposed to be a top 15 prospect, but I think Buffalo can't pass on him. 28 is a absolute steal for the Bengals. Joe Mixon's out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Joe Mixon's not there.
No.
He can't be. So Jahmyr Gibbs is the next best option for a really explosive back in that backfield. And they probably pick up somebody in free agency like a Leonard Fournette or, you know, like someone that can help take some of the bruising on. Mm. Jalen Hyatt for the New Orleans Saints at 29. I think having him, Olave, Shaheed, and Mike Thomas would be just electric. And Derek Carr would have a lot of fun. I really almost went Darnell Washington in that spot for tight end, but I really hope the Saints do go offense here. And if they don't, then I hope they trade out of that spot. And then Eagles, Will McDonald, best remaining edge. And the Kansas City Chiefs get Zay Flowers to go with Sky Moore.
Another receiver.
Yeah.
All right. I went into my 21st pick for the Chargers. I gave them Dalton Kincaid, tight end out of Utah.
Okay.
I feel like they missed the Antonio Gates factor over there still, even though it wasn't Herbert's guy. I think the Charger fans would appreciate having a guy like him play for them. Then at 22, Joey Porter gonna have to go sit in the stands and watch his son play at Baltimore.
Ooh,
which would sting in multiple ways. That's a tough one to take on the chin, but I feel like that would be a Baltimore type thing to do for the AFC North rivalry. 23, I have Kalijah Kansi at the DT position there for the Vikes. Like you, I took Brian Branch for the Jags, and then I gave the Giants receiver in Zay Flowers.
Nice.
Because the Giants do need something out on the wide side there to throw to. Cowboys, offensive tackles, always having trouble staying healthy over there, but Darnell Wright might have some more luck. 27 with Buffalo, seeing that they have to get to shootouts all the time, I took Deontay Banks to help them shore up their secondary a little bit. And then in Cincinnati, giving Joey B some more protection, I took your boy Skoronski there.
Yeah.
And I gave our Saints a pick I wasn't sure I loved, but I know that offensive side of the ball needs it. And
he's a guard.
I took Michael Mayer.
Oh, okay.
Out of Notre Dame there. Hopefully that would pay off for that position. Although I don't think tight end's going to go first overall for us. It's a fun pick to take. And then at 30, I gave Anton Harrison to the Eagles to help spring Bijan a bit more. And then at 31, I gave the Chiefs Ringo out of Georgia.
Nice. Well, looking at these, I think we'll just recap. We'll recap some of our picks here. You want to go through yours 1 through 31 just to recap them?
All right. Bryce Young, Panthers, CJ Stroud to the Raiders. Will Anderson Jr. to the Cards. Will Levis to the Colts. Jalen Carter to Seattle. Devin Witherspoon to the Lions. At 7, I have Anthony Richardson there. 8, Tyree Wilson. 9, Paris Johnson Jr. 10, Bijan Robinson. 12, Miles Murphy. 13, Broderick Jones. 14, Christian Gonzalez. 15, Jordan Addison. 16, Lucas Van Ness. 17, Nolan Smith. 18, I went with Brian Breesy. 19, Quentin Johnson. And then 20, Will McDonald the fourth. 21 was Dalton Kincaid. 22, Joey Porter Jr. 23, Kalijah Kansi. 24, Brian Branch. 25, Zay Flowers. 26, Darnell Wright. 27, Deontay Banks. 28, Skoronski. 29, Michael Mayer. Number 30, Anton Harrison. And number 31, Kalea Ringo.
Nice. For myself, I had 1, Bryce Young. 2, we had a trade. We ended up getting CJ Stroud for the Vegas Raiders. 3, we had another trade. The Colts leapfrogged the Cardinals to get Anthony Richardson. Will Anderson goes to 4 to the Cardinals. 5, Jalen Carter. 6, the DB goes to Christian Gonzalez, goes to the Detroit Lions. Tyree Wilson goes to the Texans. Bijan Robinson, there's a trade with the Eagles in Atlanta to go to the Eagles. Paris Johnson Jr., the tackle, goes to the Bears. Devin Witherspoon gets drafted by the Falcons at 10. 11, Will Levis. 12, Jackson Smith and Jigba goes to the Texans. The Green Bay Packers get the number 13 pick, and they get Dalton Kincaid. The Patriots shore up the offensive line, get tackle Peter Skoronski at 14. Broderick Jones, another tackle, continues that tackle run here. At number 15, goes to the Jets to protect, I'm guessing, Aaron Rodgers' blindside. Lucas Van Ness, the waiting in the wings edge, will be in Washington at number 16. Number 17, Darnell Wright goes to Pittsburgh. Number 18, Michael Meyer goes to the Detroit Lions. So the Detroit Lions end up getting a corner and a tight end in this draft, which they basically traded away last year. So they're basically just saving money. Mm. Smart. Emmanuel Forbes, I think, is the biggest stab I have in this draft right now, going to the Bucks at 19. Jordan Addison makes a lot of sense at Seattle to take over for Lockett. Quentin Johnson, another piece of firepower for Urban in Los Angeles at 21. The Bucks trade back into the first round at number 22 and take Hendon Hooker to get the fifth-year option for the quarterback. Deontay Banks gets drafted by the Minnesota Vikings, and I wouldn't be shocked if that's Cam Smith either. It could be either, or I like Deontay Banks more. That's why I put him there. 24, Brian Branch, safety. That seems like a pretty chalky pick. I think a lot of people are thinking that's going to happen, so chances are they're going to take a tight end. They're going to take Darnell Washington. 25, Giants take Anton Harrison. Don't care, don't know. Dallas Cowboys, I wish their pick was forfeited, but they get number 26. They get Kalijah Kancey. The Buffalo Bills will get Nolan Smith to help that defense because they lost Edmonds, right? The mm-hmm. linebacker.
Yeah.
28, they're going to lose Joe Mixon, so I can see them, overreaching and taking a running back in the first round. The draft nerds are going to hate that. The draft nerds say, don't draft a running back in round one. The Saints really shouldn't go wide receiver here. I'm aware. Osiris Torrance should be the pick if he's available. And I'm not going to lie, if Mazi Smith is available, it might be the pick for Mazi Smith as well. But Jalen Hyde is the guy that I've got. Will McDonald goes to the Eagles at 30. Fletcher Cox ain't getting any younger. So having a guy like Will McDonald probably helps with that defensive line. And they lost Barnett. Hargrave, right? Hargrave went to the Niners.
Yeah.
And Barnett's old, right? So,
yeah.
Zay Flowers goes number 31, gives, Patrick Mahomes another weapon. Now, looking at this, there's something that we have to say. Some of the guys that didn't get picked up. So some of the guys that didn't get picked up here that stood out to me on my list: Miles Murphy, Joey Porter, Brian Bresee, Cam Smith, and I would say Osiris Torrance because he's the best available guard. Jack Campbell, linebackers, doesn't seem to be a position that gets picked in the first round. So I'm not too big on Jack Campbell going, but I wouldn't be shocked if Buffalo took Jack Campbell because I believe he's probably the best linebacker of the entire bunch, NFL ready to play, all three downs in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Any guys that you see on that list, you're like, I thought they could have gone in the first round, but I didn't pick them?
I'm curious to see what happens from your list here with Adebore.
His first name is Tommy. So
is that Tommy?
Yeah, we're not going to butcher it. Every podcast in the world is butcher this man's name.
I feel bad.
Tommy Adebore.
Too many vowels.
It's a whole lot of vowels. Just the alphabet, man. He's like antenna de kumpo.
Yeah, too many vowels. And I feel Adebore, Tommy. We're going to call him Tommy.
Tommy.
He didn't get a chance to get into my list or your list, and I feel like that's kind of been a guy he's tied to. And Darnell Washington.
He killed the combine.
Yeah.
He tore the combine up. There was a thing where he was throwing the sled around like I throw around like a four-year-old. It was, I don't throw around four-year-old, but I'm saying if I wanted
you to. You got an almost saying, four-year-old. You got to be careful.
Yeah, but I'm saying I could throw a four-year-old around if you really want to know.
I got one upstairs. You can go try. You can go try. See what really happens here. And then another dude I was looking at too. And there's so many guys. This list is just, it kind of feels like the same dude over and over again because there's no really standouts that are going to go in the second round, in my opinion, right now.
Yeah.
If you had to look at
any of the picks that you did pick right now in the first round, which pick would you say, I think he's top of the second round, or like somebody's gonna really want that player?
Maybe Michael Meyer.
Yeah, Michael Meyer is a guy that I think he's going to go in the first round. I wouldn't be surprised if, because this group is so tight end deep,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised if we had three tight ends go in the first round. But you know what? The draft is now starting. The pick is in for the Carolina Panthers. We got this live feed right here going as we're sitting here talking. What do we got here? Turn that baby up. Bryce Young. Chalky, chalky, chalky. Everybody knew if you had $10 million to go put on a bet in Vegas, you would have made $12. So, a lot of fun on that one. Bryce Young, the tiny, tiny, tiny Tiny quarterback, born in the same hospital as Kobe Bryant. Well, yeah, I don't think that's...
He's not delivered by the same doctor, yeah, don't matter.
I hope that doctor would have put some implants in his knee so he could have grown for a little bit more, but anyways.
Well, let's hope that the NFL doesn't give us his first game of his career, because you know how that goes against rookie quarterbacks and the Saints.
Yeah, no, we don't want
that. Let's not Carolina at New Orleans week one, because...
No. Bryce Young. I want them in week seven. That's what I want. Week seven... On us, like with a 4-game win streak.
Let him start feeling himself a little bit.
Absolutely. And I want Cam Jordan to do levels on top of this guy as he's walking past him. That would be fantastic. Anyways, we are going to jump back on here probably right after the draft. And we will we'll recap where we were smart and where we were dumb. And right now, I think we're geniuses. Yeah. We're ending it right now. 100%. Like, we're 100%. So all you draft Knicks out there are getting paid to do this. We do this for free. We are 100%. What y'all got to say about that, huh? What you got to say about that? Anyways, man, be blessed. We will try and be on here way more often than we have been. But yeah, man, who dat?
Who dat, buddy?
All right, we'll see you soon.